Hey, what's going on, Clipper people? It is me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
And we're a couple of best friends and Clipper credentialed media folks who bring you your friendly neighborhood Clippers podcast.
Yeah, Monday through Friday, it comes out 7 a.m. Every morning. Stays for the whole day and a couple days after that.
You truly can listen to it anytime. It doesn't have to be 7 a.m. But thank you so much for rocking with us. Yeah. We're Locked on Clippers. We got a heck of a show lined up for you today. We're going to kick things off with a Clippers v. Kings preview.
Oh, man.
Part two, Electric Boogaloo.
I mean, yeah, we know what happened the first time, so.
Let's just hope for more of the same. But anyways, we're going to talk about what we need to do well in that one, as well as what could go wrong. Give you a few key matchups to think about. And then, it's Wednesday. It's What You Saying Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Every single Tuesday. Your man, Charles Mockler, puts out a poll on Twitter. We want to know what you think. And this one, what Clippers young players do you think could end up as a contributor in the future? Really excited to get into that one.
Maybe kind of bummed, if I'm being honest.
Well, I mean, that's fair. I mean,
which we'll talk about.
What, you know, why don't you just ruin the whole thing? This is supposed to be a tease, man. And then in shavings, which is just kind of where we wrap up everything else, we got to talk about former Clipper Blake Griffin. We got to talk about some exciting news from Ralph Lawler. And then some news on the Batum Battalion design.
Oh, yes.
So all that and more coming up right about now. But first,
we got to give a shout out to CBDMD. January is an important month in setting the tone for the new year, as it is the first month of the year. And in 2021, that has never been more true. Given how things have started, it still feels a bit like 2020, if you're asking me. Luckily, our friends at CBDMD are here to give you the support you need to conquer your New Year's resolutions and make this year your best one yet. And if those resolutions happen to involve fitness, they've got a brand new topical product that'll help you keep moving all year long. And to make it even easier to get the year started off right, they're offering all our listeners 20% off your next order when you use the promo code NBA at checkout. Once again, that's cbdmd.com, promo code NBA for 20% off your purchase of superior CBD products at CBDMD.
You are Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Okay, so we got a preview for you. We're talking about Clippers v. Kings. This is round two.
This one's going to be interesting. Serge Tyloo confirmed on Tuesday that Serge Ibaka will be back for this one.
Good news.
Gonna still wait and see about Lou Williams, which I don't know if it's concerning or if it's giving him some time off. I'm fine with it either way. The Kings are in the midst of a brutal stretch of play. They've lost five of their last six games. Three of those have been by more than 20 points. Obviously, that one against us was by quite a bit more than 20 points. However, the other rough part of this, the other two losses are by 6 points and 5 points. So it's not breaking either way for the Kings right now. And in terms of what we need to do well is hit the threes they give us. They have one of the worst defenses in the NBA. Since the last time we played the Kings, they've stayed the same in three-point attempts allowed per game for their opponents, but they're now allowing teams to shoot a league-worst 40% against them, which it got bad against us, but they played the Pelicans and they let the Pelicans hit 50% of their three-pointers. So there's just not a lot of imposing defense on the perimeter by the Kings right now.
Yeah.
And if the Clippers continue this, I mean, nuclear shooting streak that we're on.
Absolutely.
It's not going to be a repeat of what happened on Friday, right? Like, we're not going to win by 25 plus, I don't think. But, I mean, they might, it could maybe get messy, just not as messy. What else could we happen? Because we've kind of looked at this matchup before and they had a healthy team. Like, we were down two contributors.
Look, either way, I mean, the Kings are always a dangerous team. They're a young team. They want to get out in transition. They want to run. We need to stay ahead of them defensively.
For sure.
And I think a huge piece of that is we're going to get another look at how Serge can kind of deal with this dynamic front court, right?
Yeah.
Because Bagley and Holmes were still able to punish us. Like, quite frankly, still able to punish us. De'Aaron Fox, I mean, can get to the rim basically at will. So I'm excited to see with Serge back in the lineup what this defense is going to look like.
It's hard to look at compared to what happened last game. You almost have to throw it out.
Yeah, well, I also feel like, man, have we been on a bit of a roller coaster ride with Zoo and we're not talking about it?
It's close to it. I think everyone's trying to not talk about it. I think, honestly, after there's like three more games until we have a whole episode dedicated to what's going on with Zoo.
So we start the conversation. But yeah. But anyways, yeah. Defensively,
but like, I see where you're coming from.
Defensively, we need to stay in front of them. I mentioned on last game's episode that we're one of the best at not allowing turnover points, which I don't think the Kings are going to necessarily force us into a lot of turnovers. But that same sort of speed in the full court should translate to a transition-ready defense.
For sure.
And that's something that would be nice to get a good look at against the Kings. Anything else we need to do well in this one before we get into our worries?
Use our small ball lineups well.
All right.
And this is based off, so Ty Lue said that during Tuesday's practice, the Clippers were going to be using small ball, quote unquote, the most they ever have in that practice. So I think he also kind of implied that we're going to see it against the Kings.
Yeah.
So that Bev, Kawhi, PG, Morris, Batum lineup.
Yes.
I'm really excited to see. But this also might be a bit of one of those frustration games from Ty Lue where he's trying a bunch of stuff and it's maybe not working. But this is part of the process, right? Like we did 10 games of the three-guard lineup. This could be maybe an annoying game from that standpoint. But I'm excited to see how it looks. I think it's going to look good. I don't think we're not in danger of like losing this game.
Well, truly, I don't know about that. Kings are a dangerous team, man. You and I have talked about for years on this podcast how there's still a matchup that I don't really like to see.
But that goes into what we could go wrong, and you have to factor in the redemption part of this.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, so the Kings are a team that's also very aware of their record against the Clippers. De'Aaron Fox called his mom when they beat us at Staples last season because they know, like, they've never beat us in Sacramento in the last hella long time.
Yeah.
So they're aware of that. And like Buddy Hield and De'Aaron Fox are two players who I definitely think get an added boost from this kind of thing.
Oh, they love to do something to spice you. I feel the same way about Bagley. I feel the same way about Holmes. They got a team full of guys who would love to do something to spite you. So I agree. Another thing that could go wrong is we have to be wary of the foul shooting.
It's still a thing.
They're one of the best free throw attempt shooting teams in the league.
Weirdly, though, kind of in like, I'm pretty sure, the bottom five for percentage. For free throw percentage. Just one of those, like, you're really wasting this opportunity.
But like, you're looking at the poorly coached team. Front court.
Poorly coached team is what I'm saying.
But you're looking at, you know, like Bagley or Holmes, you know, taking a lot of looks. So for sure, it does make sense that
it's still a very real thing.
Yeah. Fox has also struggled at times.
Yeah, and we're 22nd in personal fouls a game, which is trending up, but we're still 22nd.
I'm giving Chuck a thumbs up right now. Good stuff.
Another thing kind of about the pace before we get into a couple of these matchups is, like, so obviously the last game, there wasn't really that big of issues. We had an absurd third quarter. It buried them. Mm-hmm. It was great. But before that, when things weren't as cemented in terms of, like, the whole game, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
We kind of got sucked into their pace a bit.
Absolutely.
We were running back and forth a lot. So if our defense isn't clicking, this one might be harder than it should be. But let's get into these key matchups. And I have a combo one, which is Kawhi and Paul George versus Harrison Barnes, who was the only effective defender for either of these players on the Kings. He was on Kawhi for 2 minutes. Kawhi had 0 points himself, but the team had 14 points. He was on PG for 3 total minutes. 0 points for PG, but 10 team points. We basically just have to find whoever Harrison Barnes is not on, and there's a very good chance we're going to get a bucket in this one.
Definitely. Definitely.
And then Buddy Hield's probably going to want
better than
some measure of revenge.
Better than 3 of 11.
3 of 11 from the field, 2 of 9 from 3. PG was on him for 4 minutes last game. He only had 8 points in those 4 minutes of time defended, which is phenomenal work by PG. And then Bev on De'Aaron Fox is going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
We didn't have Bev for the last game.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy to think about. The biggest win of the season.
Yes.
We didn't have Bev. So I'm excited to see how Bev does. You know,
hot take. Are the Clippers better off?
They're absolutely not.
They're absolutely not.
It's
TJ
McConnell for Bev. You feel me? It's going to be nice if we can keep his good streak of play going. I think the Clippers, I think we get by in this one, but I think it's maybe closer than maybe we want.
I think we get by too. Coming up next for you, we got a What You Say Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
We want to know what you think about the future of the Clippers' young core.
Absolutely.
But first, I know y'all are ready for some football.
Are y'all ready for some football?
There's some big matchups this weekend. The regular season obviously finished up. The playoff picture is coming soon. I got a big bet coming on some meatballs, which is actually
a parlay
into the Super Bowl. But the thing is,
in our group chat right now.
If you wanted to bet on that, in addition to normal bets that you might want to place, there's only one place to go, one place that has you covered, one place that we trust. It's betonline.ag. And if you sign up today for a free account, and you'll get 50% of your deposit if you use promo code LOCKEDON. There's been so many blowouts this season.
Yep.
We recently committed one on the Kings.
Yeah. We were wrong about that one.
And we were very wrong on that spread. But the thing is that spreads haven't caught up yet.
Yep.
It's your chance to make some money. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook expert.
All right, welcome to What You Say Wednesday. Again, we do this every Wednesday. Also, shout out to Locked On Bets, a fantastic daily bet show. It's been on a heater lately. They've got a couple of ones right, which is good to see. Hope you win a couple of bucks over there on Locked On Bets, your daily show. All hits, baby. But so, What You Say Wednesday, we sent out a poll on Twitter on Tuesday. You know, things go crazy over here. We were talking the young guys.
Yeah.
I asked Clipper Nation, which of the Clippers' quote-unquote young players do you think could end up as a contributor in the future? And I preface this by contributor as being
Non-garbage time. Yeah.
So if you're thinking about this contributor, I would say think of it in kind of the Reggie minutes right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not in terms of like they're going to start, but like they're going to play his minutes. They're
Reggie gonna take did get a start, that though.
He did, but I don't think, you know what I'm saying? Okay, you're giving me the least of being
Grizzly right Adams now. Did have a beard.
So the options were Terrence Mann, Fionnu Cavangeli, Achiru, and then Coffee. We had 287 votes. Again, shout out to everyone who voted. This one was pretty lopsided, which I kind of expected, but also made me a little bummed out. Terrence Mann had 55% of the vote for people who, or for a player who think is going to end up as a non-garbage time contributor in the future, which I think is totally fair. I expected that one to win. Second place, Oturu with 33% of the votes.
Love it. You know I love it.
Third place, Amir Coffey, 7%. And in last place, which honestly kind of breaks my heart, is Fee.
Okay, so if we're talking about our personal votes on where this thing falls.
Oh, personal votes, it's Terrence Mann and Oturu. I think that makes total sense.
Yes. Fee is clearly in last place. I'm sorry.
But it hurts is what I'm saying. The preseason hype that was on Fee, I mean, for him, like,
yes,
dude, he was talked, like, we talked, there was so much talk about Fee, like, learning from Serge. There was more talk about Fee learning from Serge than Zoo learning from Serge. There was talk about him coming to his own and, like, doing all the little things on defense. And it just sucks that, like, it just hurts to not see it completely, you know, materialize right now.
No, I agree with you that it hurts where we're at. I do think that there was, you know, there was so much hope from the fan base that this year was going to be different for him, that it would be a growth year. Obviously, from an asset management standpoint,
you know, horrific.
Terrible. It's terrible. Look, in a year that I didn't want to care about the draft, Fee talking about Lou Will and like his importance as a six man, being like a six man for FSU before he was even drafted by the Clippers.
Yeah.
I was like,
man, that was great.
I'm really excited about this player. So it hurts.
The heart is there. That's what I'm saying, is that it hurts.
The heart is there, but it hurts.
But if you've watched any of the Clippers.
Yes, I got to be honest. I have not seen him really look court ready.
No.
For a convincing part of that's the team, stretch of time.
Part of that's the team with how they decided to play him. Part of that's whatever. No. Like
a little bit of that though is the player isn't designed to be a five, which is what his skill set is.
Oh, I agree.
But he's not ready to be an NBA five.
And he's also not ready to be an NBA 3-point shooter, and they just had him shoot as a running joke anytime he was on the court,
yeah.
Which hurts. But so, Terrence Mann, 55% of the vote. This makes sense. What do we think he needs to improve more to be like a consistent player for the Clippers, right? Because like, so say when Reggie starts the other night, if Reggie plays horribly with that game that Terrence Mann had, what do you have, 13-9?
Yeah.
That makes you think maybe, oh, well, maybe Mann gets the run next time we're, you know, down two guards, which is again the kind of minutes we're talking about. Is it aggressiveness with how he shoots, or is it also some of those got to go in?
Well,
I think it's kind of both. Like, we all want him to shoot more, but it's gotta be going in a little bit more consistently.
So to me, this is like the main flaw of both Coffee and Man, yeah. Is that like they cannot shoot. They almost cannot shoot.
Not there.
Obviously, we've seen more from Man, which is encouraging.
He's been given the most opportunities out of these guys, and that's rightfully so.
Yes,
I think.
And I think just given that. Is reason enough to vote him, to vote Man as the most likely contributor.
Yeah.
But what he needs to improve on specifically to get bigger time in that, he has improved from the abysmal defense that he had earlier.
Yeah.
That still needs to improve.
Yeah.
And like he's been pickpocketed, which will happen. You know, he's a bigger dude.
And his rookie timeline's weirder.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's even more truncated when you're on a contender.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because unless you're like truly elite, you're not getting play as a rookie with these wings and like our weird lineup.
Yeah, totally. So the comfortability to shoot is one thing. Like, look, I don't think you ultimately have that much control whether things go in or not.
For
like,
sure.
All you can do is practice your shot and like hope for the best in game.
Yeah.
As long as the comfortability is there. But I think a tangible thing that he can work on to improve his minutes or move up in that rotation would just be defensively. Being very, very solid.
Yeah.
Which
kind of what Fee talked about getting better at, but it makes even more help for
Man. But here's the thing, like at the guard position, Man has a very great physical skill set.
Yeah.
Just from a build wise,
yeah.
As well as his lateral movement. And obviously, yeah, he's got the length. So
played point guard for 2 weeks in high school.
And the other thing is though, like you have the guy to talk to if I mean, people don't think of you as an offensive guy, but like you can want to be defensively minded. Talk to Pat Bev.
Yeah, you got the guy there.
Who is, I mean, anyone who listens to this podcast knows, like, he is also very solid offensively. Yes. So,
And then second place was Daniel Oturu with 33% of the vote. And man, like,
I'm hyped on this guy.
I'm pretty hyped on him. you know, his college stats, like, he averaged 11 boards a game. He averaged 20 points a game. Junior year,
you got to show him the improvement.
Junior year, he averaged 10, like I think 11 or just under 11 points a game. And then senior year, he averaged 20. Boards went from 7 to 11. He can hit free throws. He shot 70% of senior year. So like
7 to 11, my man's hot dogging out there.
There's some semblance of improvement there. But like, man, like, for a dude who I didn't expect anything from and we don't need anything from, the fact that we traded in to get him, which is also like, God damn it, why did we do that? He was probably going to be available.
Yeah.
Like, he showed some promise. And maybe it's because we've seen nothing but not as much promise from some recent Clippers picks. But, like, I like it. And he's on the great trajectory. He doesn't have to be doing anything. He literally just needs to be looking above average in garbage time right now for me to understand why people voted for him to be good maybe in the future. Because I'm totally on board.
Definitely. I mean, I think his touch around the rim looks great. I think his rebounding ability.
He just knows what to do when he gets the ball on offense.
Yes,
which is
absolutely.
Put it in the basket.
Him just looking comfortable on the floor is a big step. Obviously, Coffee makes sense that he was kind of third up in this. I like Coffee's.
We love the puns.
I do love his energy. I do love a lot of things.
Yeah.
Offensively, he's just not there. I'm interested, just real quick.
Yeah, get it in, man.
Why'd you leave my man Jay Scrubb off this?
Okay, people are really hyped on Jay Scrubb. The team believes in him. I just want to see him on court first. He'll probably be better than Fee. How about that?
And does Kennard not count as the young players?
No, he just got a $64 million contract. Kennard is definitely on this list.
He's our young core.
Yeah.
When I talk to other people outside of the Clippers sphere, I'm like, oh, our young core is
Have you guys heard
Kennard.
Of Luke and Kennard? They're like, that's one person. coming up, We're talking some Blake Griffin stuff. Raphael might work on a book, as well as, hey, I'm just going to be honest, Nick Batum knows what the Batum Battalion is. But first, we got to give a shout out to Built Bar. The new improved Built Bar is even deliciouser than before. It has 18 amazing flavors, including nut and non-nut. These six new flavors are caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. Built Bars are healthy despite tasting so sweet and delicious. They're healthy for you, which is hard for some people like myself to wrap your head around. Built Bars are great for the health-conscious person. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in delicious treat that is, again, healthy. Built Bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber, the good highs, the good lows. They're great for the keto diet. I enjoy the cherry barcia flavor. I don't even like the Grateful Dead. I like this flavor. Shout out to anyone who likes the Grateful Dead, I guess, who's in this podcast. 17 grams of protein in that one. Buck 30 for calories, so nothing too crazy. Less than a load of laundry. 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams net carbs. If you go to BuiltBar.com, you might get a free cooler with your purchase while supplies last. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com.
Okay, so we're back with shavings, which,
yeah,
if you're new to the pod, it's just kind of where we wrap up.
Kicking our shoes off.
Yeah, we're kicking our shoes off. We're wrapping up everything else.
Less professional than the rest of the show, if you can believe it.
So we're wrapping up everything else around the NBA, if you can believe that it gets any less professional.
But this one kind of is tough, right? Like, for anyone who's been following, man, Blake Griffin, it seems like he's kind of on a sharp decline right now. This sucks to see.
Man, I feel so bad about this, but like...
It's tough, dude.
I was in D.C. like a week or two after the Blake Griffin trade happened.
And a
friend of a friend who's from Detroit, like, grew up loving the Pistons.
Yeah, Pistons head.
He was very excited about this Blake Griffin trade. And I think that I might have phrased it as saying, like, oh, man, thanks so much. You really did us a solid. And he was like, what? He's not good? And
he will be for like a year and a half.
And I was like, oh, man, I don't want to say that, but... Contract's big.
It's just there's tough.
Some concerns.
Yeah. I mean,
it sucks. It sucks because
it's hard.
Dude, he did so much.
He was one of the most athletic players at his position ever for a couple of years.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He also he switched his game up.
Yes.
It's a thing. He kept trying to evolve.
He kept trying to evolve.
So great.
And I mean, if you're a Clipper fan, like, he did more for this franchise. I think than any other player,
a whole lot of people,
than any other single player,
really
could have done. So it is with heavy heart that we say this, but I think the injuries and everything. I don't know, man. Where do you think is a spot that Blake could kind of drop off that could revive the career? Maybe
there's only one place where he comes to take up a spot.
No.
The Clips. Like, there's no other place that he goes.
There's other people that kind of rejuvenate players.
If he wants to give her off a bench, like, I don't know. I don't even want to think about that. You know what I mean? Like,
I just think there's no
shame.
I'm in
the throes of being bummed by his.
Yeah, I think there's no shame in taking a role off the bench.
Absolutely not.
I think if he went to Golden State, that'd be pretty scary.
He would never do that. That's the thing about Blake Griffin, which I love. He would never do that.
He would never do that.
Again, was his career as good as it could have been? Or there was some stuff left on the table. The 1 year the Clippers were the real contender, things were left on the table. Very much so, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Very much so. 2015.
Yeah.
Just tough. Shout out to Blake Griffin.
It's super tough. Just such an amazing athlete and like... I mean, you know, I didn't know him personally, but a solid dude to watch as a fan.
Yeah, and from everyone that we know, wonderful person, did stand up at the Laugh Factory, you know?
Definitely worked hard for that spot, a lot harder than other people there.
This isn't Locked On open mics. We're not talking Echoes Under Sunset for any of the real stand-up heads out there. Fun little thing. Ralph Lawler said on Twitter that he's going to start a Clippers book, which is tight. Someone tweeted asking him to write a book. He said, I already started on it. It's going to be about himself and his love for the Clippers. I haven't read a book in 36 years. I will read this book.
Charles is 32.
No, I'm excited. This makes sense. For some reason, it never clicked in my head that Ralph Lawler should write a book.
Yeah.
It makes 100% sense that he is.
Should a Clippers book be called A Cloak?
No. Not even close, man. No. Shit, no, man. And then quick update. Had a pretty nice development in the Batum Battalion on Tuesday. There was a retweet from Nick Batum himself, the battalion commander. That t-shirt competition is weirdly getting very heated.
Yes. Thanks so much to everybody who sent those in.
Final still reminder.
Still open. We might have to extend this bad boy.
We might have to extend it, but also just a heads up, Will and I get the final say.
Yeah.
Just a heads up. We're very excited. There's some great designs. We're going to make 25 of them. We're going to give them away. We're going to figure out how we're going to give them away at some point. It might just be hit us up on Twitter. First 25, you get it.
Yeah.
If
we have to ship it, you might have to pay for shipping.
No, we'll pay for... Look. Positive Chuck Mockler will pay for shipping. It's fine. But we appreciate all the submissions. There's been some great ones. And the most important thing to understand here.
Yes.
Is that Nick Batum now...
He's aware of the Batum Battalion.
Is fully aware of the power the Batum Battalion has, which is great power. And as we all know, with great power comes great responsibility.
Comes great t-shirts.
And great t-shirts. You know what? That's what Uncle Ben forgot. That's where he slipped up. But again, yeah, submit those to shavings.podcast. We got a great one submitted to that, which we posted on our Twitter.
Yes.
Which is one that Nick Batum retweeted. But check them out, at Locked On Clips. There's a thread going on. We're going to keep it going.
Also, if you want to design a shirt and you feel like you're pressed for time, just hit us up on Twitter. Say, I need some more time. We might extend the deadline.
If there's good enough t-shirt designs and I happen to come up, maybe from it's a parlay, maybe from it's money that the government's giving back to me, there might be $100 for 25 more shirts at some other point. We'll figure it out. But we appreciate everyone engaging. Clipper Nation is... Look, last year was very fun. It was very serious. This year feels very serious. A little more fun.
Let's have some fun.
If that makes sense.
You know what? Let's have some fun. Like, win, lose, or draw. We're having fun all season, baby.
Hey, and we're not...
That's where I'm at. I'm zen.
We're having fun right now because the Clippers are playing pretty damn well. Thursday's episode, we're going to have a recap of the hopeful victory over those pesky Sacramento Kings. Don't count them out. As well as a Thirsty Thursday. And, of course, whatever else happens between now and then in Clipperland, Will, where can these people review us?
You can review us on iTunes or the podcast app. You can also subscribe, which if you haven't done already, please do. Please tell your friends to do. Tell your parents to do. Anybody who likes the Clippers, tell
them
to do.
Your parents will love us.
You can do it at iTunes or the podcast app. You can do it on Google Podcasts. You can do it on Spotify. You can do it on Stitcher. You can do it on Deezer.
Yep.
You can tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Clippers. It'll definitely work. I've tried it at home. It works. I swear.
Listen to your own podcast at the crib, huh?
So definitely please subscribe. It definitely helps us out. And thank you so much for rocking with us. We love bringing you Clippers news at 7 a.m. Pacific. 7
a.m.? Drops Pacific.
Monday through Friday.
And weekends, if some crazy stuff happens.
It hasn't happened in a while, to be honest.
Hey, knock on wood. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. We appreciate you.